News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Monday United Way of the Brazos Valley update. President Allison Prince is here, and campaigns are just kind of rolling.
Campaign season right now. So we've had several that have already completed, such as Wells Fargo Bank has already done theirs, Target, Walmart, HEB. They do theirs kind of over the summer months. So those are done. Project Unity has finished theirs. Association of Former Students has finished theirs. So we've got a lot of campaigns that are already finished. That means that employees have had their opportunity to make their pledge towards the campaign. So those will start to be collected here in the next few months. But we don't have results on all of those yet. So this is kind of the hard time of the year because we've got a lot going on, but we don't always have results quite yet because things take a little time to account for.
Which is what I was going to ask next, how those were trending compared to the year before when you compare the same group side by side.
Yeah, so. I heard Association of Former Students was up. That's the only one that I know for sure. I think Association of Former Students and Project Unity were higher than last year. So that's always great news. Some of the other ones take a little bit longer for the results to get in. Just depends on the company and the organization. So right now in our community campaign, I know we've got about $120,000 confirmed. It's very early. We'll be collecting results until March. So we've got a ways to go to our 800,000, but we've got a lot still going on. City of College Station has been going on. City of Bryan has as well. Last week, I spent quite a bit of time on Tuesday and Wednesday in shift briefs with the police officers and spending time sharing with the police department what it is that United Way does in the community, because they have such an important role of building a stronger community and keeping our community safe. So this is a neat opportunity for us to share a little bit about what else is going on in their community. And what other resources there are for them as well. So we've had that going on. City of Bryan has their fundraiser coming up on October 30th.
Yeah, that's the annual hamburger cookout.
Yes, so the cookout will be over lunchtime. I think it's 11:30 to 1, I believe, is the time at Sue Haswell Park. It's $5. I mean, $5 in order for a hamburger, chips, cookie, some drinks, you know. And then there's also, so it's a great deal. All the benefits go to United Way. But then also they have a costume contest. So if you want to dress up and enter in the costume contest, as well as a Just Desserts contest. So you can auction. Not only are they judging the desserts, but then they auction the desserts off. So you can get some wonderful award-winning desserts as well while you're there. So it's a great day. It's usually windy or cold or, you know, some variety of weather. But it's right before Halloween. It'll be a fun day.
Visiting with Allison Prince, United Way of the Brazos Valley. We spend a lot of time focused on the community campaign, but want to give a shout out to those who are participating in the state employees charitable campaign.
Absolutely. We don't want to forget our state employees or A&M employees, because they're all considered state employees. So that campaign is going on right now as well. That one starts September 1st, ends firm October 30th. So there's only a couple weeks left to make your pledge. So go in, make your pledge to whatever organization. We always encourage to think local, but there's any organization that you'd like to benefit. There's a long list online as well as in a folder. State employees know how to get this information. It's been talked about in their agencies. So we've got that going on right now. I've heard some early results from A&M that the A&M and A&M system, so A&M University and the system combined, is about $320,000, I think, right now. So towards a $600,000 goal for all of the state agencies. We won't have results on these other state agencies until after the deadline on October 30th. So it's hard to say where we are with those, other than we know that we've been getting phone calls from our prisons for more pledge forms. That's always a good problem to have when we run out of pledge forms. But things are going really well.
And I'm glad you brought up the prison system and obviously A&M and the A&M system, but those aren't the only state agencies around here or in the United Way of the Brazos Valley geography.
Absolutely. There's TxDOT. There's Department of the DPS, Department of Public Safety. Sorry, I forgot my acronyms. There's DARS for Department of Assistive and Rehabilitative Services. DADS. I think that was DADS. Anyways, HHSC, so the food stamp office, the Medicaid office, the CHIP office, all of those are state employees and have the opportunity to make a gift to the state employee charitable campaign as part of this.
If you're not part of a state agency, you're not part of an employer group that would be in the community campaign, you're still interested in making a contribution, never has it been any easier to do that.
Absolutely. You can go on our website, click donate, It's a nice, really quick form that you fill out that you can enter your information. You're always welcome to stop by and drop off funds at our office or mail them to our office. You can find that information on our website as well, uwbv.org. But we also have text to give. So if you're just driving down the road, actually shouldn't text and drive, pull over and do this. Or you're in the grocery store and you think, you know, I want to make my gift to United Way. Text the word Stronger United, one word, to the number 41444. And then it'll give you a quick link for you to complete it from your phone. It could not get any easier than that. I have done it. It is super easy. With a little bit of information, you put your debit card or your credit card in there, it's done.
You made the reference to the Halloween cookout coming up. That's just one of several fundraisers.
Absolutely. We've got a couple other fundraisers. One of our group of volunteers is doing a Halloween dried flower arrangement fundraiser. So if you want to delight or fright someone, call our office, 979-696-4483. Ask to speak with Alicia, or just tell the person you're wanting to order some flowers. And you can order a flower arrangement for someone that you love or don't love so much. Either way, they'll be delivered those last couple days before Halloween. It's $25, completely benefiting United Way. There'll be dried flower arrangements with some fun spider webs and spooky things on them. And then it'll come with a cute little poem, a Halloween poem along with it, appropriate for your audience. And a really easy, fun way. You know, you think about flowers around Valentine's Day, and that's a really big flower push, but let's make Halloween the flower holiday as well. Why not? So,
and then one other thing I noticed, I have it on my email from 211, is that y'all have a garage sale before the end of the month.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about our, thank you so much for keeping me on our toes. We are hosting, this is an employee garage sale. So all of the employees, that's us at United Way, there's 9 of us. We're all going through the nooks and crannies of our homes as well as our office. Our office needs to be gone through every once in a while. And we're collecting all of our items and we're hosting a garage sale on Saturday, October 24th. We'll get started about 8 o'clock in the morning in our parking lot there at 909 Southwest Parkway East. Come on out. We'll have it in the Eagle as well. So that way there will be a great map, but you can go on our website. It'll have the map on our website as well. And you can find some great deals. Everything is completely benefiting United Way. We've all donated these items. They've been piled in my storage building since the last time I attempted to have a garage sale. And so we're going to bring out all the good stuff that didn't get sold there as well as more. We're having some of our board members are donating items. We'll have furniture, clothing. I've heard tools. I've heard golf clubs. I mean, You name it, you can probably find it at our garage sale. And it's pretty nice stuff, too. We're already starting to get some of it. People are bringing some stuff in as we're collecting things in the office. And it's some pretty nice things.
And again, that is Saturday the 24th and from 8 until noon. Anything else we need to cover?
I think that we've got everything. It's a lot going on right now. Best way to stay up to date with what we've got going on is to like our Facebook page. We've got a lot of fun things happening. We're putting a lot of things on our Facebook page, so it's a great way just to stay up to date. You can check out our website, uwbv.org, and that's a great way to find out more about us.
Allison Prince, United Way of the Brazos Valley, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.